Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Divine Word Ministries Bible Study Night. I am Elder Jason Warren, and tonight we're going to be in 1 Kings 17, starting at the 10th verse. And it reads, "So he went to Zaphar. When he came to the town gate, a woman was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, 'Would you bring me a little water in a jar that I may drink?' As she was going to get it, he called, 'And bring me a piece, and bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives,' she replied, 'I do not have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat and die.' Elijah said to her, 'Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make some for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, thy God of Israel, has said: the jar of flour will never be used up, and the jug of oil will never run dry until the day the Lord, till the day the Lord sends rain to the land.'" The title of this is very simple: Give God Your Little. Heavenly Father, as we come to learn of Your Word, God, we ask that You give us knowledge, wisdom, and power, God. God, I ask that this lesson me and more of You, none of me and all of You, God. Think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords what You would have me to say to these Your people. God, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of Your Word, that we may rightly divide the word of truth, so that we can all come into the knowledge of Your Word and how Your Word is meant to be said and what Your Word is meant to say, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So give them a little. Give them your little. So we'll go back to the passage. We have to understand what's going on in the scripture, and understand that you got to go back to verse one. So in verse one, this is where Elijah has prophesied that there will be no rain in the kingdom unless he speaks it, unless he says it, unless he opens his mouth and says it. So you have to understand who Elijah is. Elijah is the prophet of God. He's sent to be the prophet. And so he's in the land, and he tells them, he says, look, there will be no rain unless I say that it's going to rain. And the reason that's significant is because this is what we go through as Christians. This is what we go through as people of God. See, we begin to open up our mouth and we say things that it causes other things to happen. And so we open up our mouth, and this is why you got to be careful of what you let fall out of your mouth. Because, see, God is the God that he says, if you present me a life, we talked about this last week, then you can command me. That's in Isaiah 54:11, actually. 54:11, he says, if you bring me a life, you can command me to do just that, what you want. And see, that's what's happening in your life, is you're commanding God to do what you say. Now, the problem is you don't understand what you're saying. You don't understand what you're allowing to fall out of your mouth. So when you sit there and you call for a bad day, then that's what God is ordering in your life, is a bad day. When you call for, oh, things ain't going to go my way, then that's what you're ordering God to do in your life. And see, the problem is we don't know how to say what we mean. So your mom was talking last week, we were talking about the things that you should order, you should say over your life. You should call yourself the head and not the tail. You should call yourself above and not beneath. You should call yourself the righteousness of Christ. These are the things that you have to speak over your life, because when you speak these things, then you're commanding God to do just what you say. And so when we sit there and we say, okay, God, I need a miracle. I want a miracle. God, work a miracle in my life. And the whole thing with working a miracle in your life is sometimes just a simple prayer will do. See, God doesn't have to elevate your life to a miracle situation because a simple prayer will do. But when you ask for a miracle, then that means he has to take that situation from a regular category situation and elevate it to a miracle status. And see, when he elevates it to miracle status, then that means things changes in your life. When you elevate a regular situation to a miracle status, then that's something that only God can do. See, the definition of a miracle is that supernatural thing that only God can do. And so if it's only a God can do thing and you're asking God, make a miracle in my life, then that means he has to change some things in your life to where only he can get the glory out of. Only he can get the deliverance out of. And what that means is other things have to die in your life. So when you ask for a miracle situation, then something else has to die. And see, I'm reminded of the story. Your mom can tell it better than I can because it's her testimony, but I'm only going to tell a little bit. She said she was praying for a baby girl. And so she prayed for the baby girl, and it was an evangelist that came to the house right before she went into the delivery room, right before she went to have Vondra. She said the evangelist that came, and she said, and the evangelist prayed, and she said, okay, I don't want this to be an ordinary birth. I want it to be a supernatural birth. I want it to be a miracle birth. And so because she prayed for a miracle, then God had to elevate the regular birth to a supernatural birth. And so he elevated it just, it wasn't just an ordinary everyday type of birth. No. So he elevated it to a miracle birth. And so because he elevated it to a miracle birth, something had to die. And so that means your mom had to die because she asked for a miracle. And so because she asked for a miracle, something had to die for God to do the miracle part. And so your mom had to die for the miracle to come apart. And so because she had to die, she's alive right now today. She's on there right now today. But because they asked for a miracle, then something had to die. And that's what happens. And so that's what we have to understand. And see, Elijah is the prophet, and he began to speak. And he said, there's not going to be any rain in this land unless I say so. And see, because he said that, God told him, he says, okay, so go to the Jordan and hide yourself and drink from the river, and I will cause ravens to feed you. But the river ran dry because there was no rain. And so he is a victim of his own circumstance. He's a victim of what he called for. He called for no rain. And because there was no rain, then now the river has dried up and now he has no water. And so he goes and he's in the city. He goes to the city and he asks the lady, he says, he finds the widow. And he asks the widow, he says, give me a little water. A little water, just a little bit, and a piece of bread. And she says, the water is no problem. I got some water for you. But that's the problem right there, because I only have a handful of oil. I mean, a handful of flour and a little bit of oil. I don't have much. I just have a handful of flour and a little bit of oil. And he tells her, he says, I understand that. I got that. I got it. Go ahead. Do what you were going to do. You're making the fire, and you're going to make the bread for you and your son, and you're just going to die. You go ahead and do that. But before you do, make me some first. Take your little bit that you have and make some for me first and bring it to me. And the whole thing, he says, make some for me and then bring it to me. And if you go on to the next verse, It says, oh man. Well, the next verse, he says, she did that. That's what she did. She made the bread for him and she brought it to him. And he says, as surely as you do this, God will never, you will not let your flour run dry or your oil run out until the day that the Lord sends rain. And so the whole thing is that he says, bring me that little bit. Bring me the little bit. And so God is saying the same thing. Bring me your little bit. If all you got is a little bit of praise, bring it to me. If all you got is a little bit of worship, bring it to me. If all you got is a little bit of tithes, bring it to me. If all you got is a little bit of offering, bring it to me. I want to do something with your little bit. Because if you remember in the Bible, he says all it takes is a little bit of faith. The faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can move mountains. He says, because I increase your little bit. I do a lot with your little bit. When you bring me a little bit of faith, I'll increase your faith. When you bring me a little bit of praise, I'll increase that praise. See, because I work with the little bit. If you remember the five, the two fish and five loaves of bread, where he fed 5,000, he says, I know how to multiply a little bit. And so all I need is your little bit, and I will magnify your little bit. So when you give me a little bit of praise, I will magnify that thing. When you give me a little bit of worship, I'll magnify that. When you give me a little bit of your time, I will magnify that. All I want is a little bit. If you give me a little bit, then I'll magnify that. This is so important. This is because if you notice, the widow's her flour and her oil never ran overflow. If you read it, it never said that it ran into the overflow. She never had abundantly above all that she can ask or think. No, she didn't have all that. All she had was a little bit. And so every day that she went in there to make her bread, she got her handful of flour and a little bit of oil, and she made her bread. And so the next day when she came in there, she had another handful of flour and a little bit of oil. And so every day she went, she had just a handful of flour and a little bit of oil. And that's what she lived off of every day, was the handful of flour and the little bit of oil. It never said that she got into the overflow until it was flowing over. No, she didn't have the overflow. She just had that little bit. And God made her little bit work for her. And so that's what I'm telling you. You got to take your little bit, and if you give God your little bit, he's going to make your little bit work for you. He's going to increase your little bit. And so your little bit is going to be your sustainer. See, because God says, I will supply all thy needs according to thy riches and glory. Oh, I'm feeling good. So he said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. My riches, my riches, and my riches. And so when you look at that thing, right, it says, my riches and glory. That means God's worth. I'm going to supply all your needs according to my worth and glory. And because I am the I am, because I am God, because there is no other God before me, and there's no other God after me, and because I am the all-knowing God, and I'm the creator of the heavens and the earth, that my worth, I'm worth a lot, okay? I'm worth everything. So I'm going to supply your needs according to my worth, according to what I'm worth. And because I'm worth everything, then I'm going to give you everything that you need. Because it's my glory. It's according to my worth. It's according to how much I have in the bank. And because I am the bank, then I can supply every loan that you ask me for. And so he's saying, if you just give me your little bit, if you just give me just a little bit of your time, a little bit of your faith, a little bit of your tithes, a little bit of your effort, if you just give me that little bit, then I'm going to multiply that thing, and I'm going to increase it, and I'm going to keep providing for you because you're giving me your little bit. And if your little bit is all you got, that's fine. And so when we was talking about Peter last week, how Peter sat there and said, okay, God, if that's really you, bid me to come. See, Peter was giving God his little bit. He's saying, okay, look, God, I don't really believe that that's you right now. But if it is you, if it is you, I'm going to give you a little bit of faith and say, okay, if God, if that is you, if that is really you, then tell me I can do it. And God said, okay, come on, do it. Come on, step out the boat and walk on water. Why? Because all I need is a little bit. All I need is a little bit, and I can do great things with your little. And so if you can just give me a little bit, then I will magnify you into greatness. I will catastrophe you into greatness. I will push you into greatness with your little bit. And see, I will take your little bit and I'll make your little bit great. So Peter sat there and gave him just a little bit of faith, and he was able to walk on water. Why? Because he said, okay, I know how to magnify your little bit. I know how to increase your little bit. And so he says, give me a little bit of faith. With your little bit of faith, you're able to move great mountains, because it's all it takes is a little bit, because I am the God of the little. So I know how to increase the little. I know how to strengthen the little. He said, bring the little babies unto me. Why? Because I know what I have to do with the little. I know how to increase a little. I know how to work with a little. See, you're trying to be great and you're trying to be big. And see, the big doesn't matter, because if you go back and what was his name? The one with the big army. I can't think of his name right now. But he took 10,000 and he took them, or he had 20,000. He took them down to 10, and then he took them down to 5, and then he took them down to 300. And that's what he went up against the army with, was 300 men. And so he's saying, I don't need you to be great. I don't need you to be big. I just need your little. I just need the little bit that you got to give me. If you just give me just a little bit, then I will magnify your little. I will increase your little. And so back to the lady. So the lady, she sat there, and the widow. So the widow, she said, okay. I don't know whether you're telling the truth or not. She said, but I don't have anything to lose anyway. So I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll bring you the bread and the water. I'll make the bread and I'll bring that to you. And the Bible says that her flour and her oil never ran out. It never ran out. She always had that handful of flour and that little bit of oil. Every day she woke up, she would take that handful of flour and that little bit of oil and make her a meal. And every day she can go to that handful of flour and that little bit of oil. Every day until rain came, she was sustained off of that handful of flour and that little bit of oil. And so if you bring God a handful of flour and a little bit of oil, he's going to make you a meal every single day. He's going to provide for you every single day. He's going to make a way for you every day, because he's saying, just give me the little. Just give me the little bit. If that's all you got, then that's fine. Just give me just that little bit. That's all I need. I don't need nothing big. I don't need to be magnified. I don't need to be great. I just need just that little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of praise, just a little bit of your time. If you can do just a little bit, then I'm fine with that, because I know how to magnify the little.